Hi, friends, and welcome to another week of prayer.
You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
This week, we are continuing in our series on gratitude, which is what we're doing for the month of November. Last week, we talked about the complexities of gratitude, that when we ground gratitude in reality, that means gratitude is complex because life is complex. And today, I want to look at the more straightforward and simple aspects of gratitude. Because life is hard, but it's not always hard. And gratitude can be hard, and it can be easy. There are places in our lives where we are naturally attuned to gratitude. I mean, I just have to look at my children, and gratitude fills my heart. I mean, for me, my kiddos are a reminder of how deep God's love is. They are two of the most amazing gifts God has ever given me. And so when I look at them, I see God. God's love for me, God's love for this world. They're just my little messages in a bottle from the Lord. And I think you have little messages in a bottle in your life. Those things that God gives us just to say, hey, remember that I love you. This week, I went out to, yes, you guessed it, White Rock Lake. And it was cold and it was drizzly and I was so happy, friends. Because I don't know if it's like my Scottish heritage, I'm not sure, but man, you put some mist out there in the world, and I think everything is suddenly magical. The whole world is magical whenever mist appears, and there was this mist floating over the lake, and the place where I ended my walk was right by the spillway, and so the mist was like coming up and over the spillway and right onto and washing over me, and it just felt magical. And gratitude filled my heart for that moment, but it also took me back to these moments when I was in Galicia walking the Camino, and I would walk through these woods and along these lanes, and the mist would roll in, and it felt like anything was possible. And sometimes gratitude brings us to that place where we believe anything is possible in a very personal sense. That as I was walking the Camino, as I was standing on the spillway at White Rock Lake, what I believed when I thought anything is possible is that God can heal all the parts of me. That there is a magic, a holiness, a sacredness in this world that transcends all of the pain, all of the sorrow. And we find that and experience that and find ourselves rooted in that reality via the simple gratitude. The things that are so easy to be grateful for, they immediately fill us with that kind of wonder and awe and hope for ourselves and for others and for the world. And we need that. And so my encouragement for you this week is notice, what are the simple things that bring you great joy, that bring you great gratitude? And live into it a little bit more. Hold it to your heart. Let it warm you up on the inside. Talk to other people about it. Offer the gratitude to the Lord. So that's what prayer is going to be about today. The simple things. Those things that wake us up to the magic, the sacredness, the wonder that is all around us. So for this prayer, I would encourage you to find a position that you feel very relaxed in. This is going to be a prayer I hope you are able to enter with ease and naturalness, because what I'm asking you to hold are the things that come most naturally to you. So no striving, no trying. Let it rise. It is in you already. It's in you. So go ahead, get comfortable, and when you're ready, we'll begin. I want you to go ahead and come into your breath, into your body, into this moment. Not trying to adjust yourself to how you think it should feel to come into prayer, but coming into this prayer as you are. Acknowledging whatever mood you're in, whatever day you've had, however it feels to be in your body, to be with your body. Acknowledging the feelings or the lack of feeling that you have right now. Acknowledging any thoughts that are racing through your head. Good, bad, we don't judge, they just are. And so you begin today this prayer, sitting with yourself, allowing yourself to be one whole. Choosing to drop any distance that you've held from yourself. If there are emotions that you've pushed away today, you welcome them now. If there are thoughts that you pushed away, you welcome them now. If there are bodily sensations you've pushed away, you welcome them now. Just go ahead and breathe into the you-ness of this moment. And from the center place, I want you to offer to God the parts of yourself that you have the most natural gratitude for. When you consider yourself, your body, your heart, your mind, your lived experience, where does gratitude rise with ease? And allow it to come. If you love your smile, gratitude rise for that. If you love the set of your shoulders or your hair or the way that you make people laugh or the ease with which math comes to you or the way that you see the world, the way that you can lead, the way that you can follow, the way that you can sing, the way that you can dance, the way that you can run, the way that you can rest, the way that you can read, the way that you can listen. Let the gratitude fill you like a light, warming you from within. A lightness lifting you higher. Breathe into that for a few moments. opening your heart up. Allowing yourself to feel that not only are you grateful for this gift of yourself, but God is grateful for the gift that is you. That's why He gave it to this world. You are a gift. So as that, and from that place, I want you to allow your heart and your mind to extend toward those you're in relationship with, who you know receive you as a gift. And you are able to receive them as a gift. What relationships in your life do you have the most ease in, the most joy in, feel the most seen and understood in, have grown the most, have been challenged in healthy and healing ways the most? Allow those people to fill your heart and your mind. Notice how your body may relax as you think about those safe and trusted people. And offer to the Lord gratitude for those people who are gifts and who receive you as a gift. Name them, hold them to your heart. And thank the giver, our great God brought these folks into your life. You can rejoice over that. You may allow yourself to, in prayer, imagine a party scene where you are gathered with these people. And just notice what setting comes to you. In what setting do you find great joy? Maybe your party is on the ocean shore in the evening and there's fireworks in the distance and you feel the joy of being with your trusted circle, the sacred circle of people. Maybe you're in a ski lodge and you're looking out at the snow and the mountains. Maybe you're in a childhood home or a cabin in the woods or out in a meadow. But notice the setting that brings you joy, where you go in your heart's mind. What is it about that setting that gratitude comes to you with ease? And thank the Lord for that. Maybe it's the ease of connecting with nature and you thank God for that. Maybe it's the ease of having a childhood home that fills you with joy, and you thank God for that. Maybe it's having a place that is your sacred getaway, a place that you revisit over and over, and you thank God for that. tradition or a holiday like Thanksgiving or Christmas, and you thank God for that. Thank God for the situations in which you find gratitude with ease. And moving from that big celebration, consider your daily life. What are the small moments that bring you great joy and fill your heart with gratitude? Is it that pen at your desk that writes in just the right way? Is it the barista remembering your name as you order coffee? Is it a text from a loved one? Laughing with friends? Curling up with a good book at the end of your day? Offer to the Lord all the small moments that brought you gratitude today. Coming back into your own breath, into yourself at this present moment, I want you to breathe deeply. Just allow gratitude to rise that you are alive. You are breathing. That you are on this planet. And you are a part of the great human family. And hear God say over you, you are loved. You are seen. You belong. And I am grateful for you. Breathe here for just a few more moments. And when you're ready, you can offer your amen. Amen. Simple gratitude. It rises from you naturally and with ease because there are things that you were created to connect with and feel grateful for, and it not be hard. So see if you can continue today to let simple gratitude rise in you with ease. And it may be fair to say that for most of us, sometimes the simple gratitude is easy to not hold in our hearts. Because often we are holding bigger desires and hopes. And that's real. There are things that we want that it seems like if those would just materialize, everything else would be easier and that we would be happier and that gratitude would feel more natural. I don't know. Maybe that's true. But what I know, what I do actually know, is that in your life right now, there are so many reasons, causes, people, your existence that can ground you in gratitude in the present. So maybe see if you can hold hope and gratitude in your heart simultaneously. It may take a little more effort at first, but I think it will bring you greater peace. So hold on to gratitude, the simple kind, and just see what happens. I love you, friends. Thank you for praying with me today. Today's prayer felt a little more guided and wordy, at least to me. I hope that was okay. And friends, if you're really getting into prayer and you don't need my guidance, you can always just hit pause. You do not have to listen to me because ultimately it's the Holy Spirit who gives you your prayer. And I am so grateful for that. The Holy Spirit is always giving you your prayer. It's the Spirit's gift to you. Love you, friends. And I trust you are loving one another well.